Yes, we have Mardi Gras tomorrow. It's actually called Carnival because it's around the world. We have a lot of fun, dancing, music, food. You can still get tickets. They're available. They're $60 a piece, $450 for a table of eight.
Well, that's a cool deal because you can get like seven friends and each pitch in and get that table, and it's like a $30 savings.
Oh, so it's an excellent organization to support and a fun way to do it.
Now, who is going to be the entertainment tomorrow night?
Yes, Noah Agenda, mm-hmm. excuse me, is the band tomorrow night. It's going to be great, a lot of fun, dancing, a variety of music, so, and also jugglers, tarot card readers, and a picture photo booth, and all of that.
Now, what about food? There will be food there tomorrow, too.
Yes, West Texas Chef's Table will be providing food, and it's going to be an international cuisine this year, so a big variety of choice.
Cool, that's going to be a lot of fun. And what about some games that'll be going on?
Yes, so the Palatter Ambucks, put on a casino with prizes and fun. It's free to play, so you can get out and enjoy your friends and then maybe win a prize.
All right, and if you don't have your Mardi Gras attire, there's going to be a store there also.
Yes, you can buy masks. Of course, we'll have beads. There's no set description of what you need to wear. You can wear whatever you need to wear and come on out and enjoy the party.
But if you want to get in the festivities and stuff, you can go in that store and buy the masks and hats and all sorts of stuff.
Mask and hats are the most fun, probably.
Oh, and the beads. Don't forget the beads.
Watch out for the beads.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about Family Support Services and the mission that they have here in our community.
Okay, Family Support Services has a clientele of about 25,000 people that they support, including those from the Veterans and the Veterans Resource Center, domestic violence and assault. They have a safe house. They have, sadly, even human trafficking is one of their... Yes, it's a horrible thing to think about. They have counseling. They have all kinds of support, and most of this support is done for free.
And we have been involved this past week with Happy State Bank, teaming up, going out and doing some live broadcasts from the different Happy State branches, encouraging people to come and donate because of the devastating fire that Family Support Services had back in January.
Yes, that fire was a tremendous loss for Family Support Services, but not only for them, but for the clients and the community that they serve. They lost everything in that fire. The way to look at it right now is that the people that take care of people in crisis were in crisis themselves, and we certainly appreciate a community that has stepped up and really, really stepped up to try to help out, knowing what they do for the community.
Yesterday when I was downtown at the Happy State Bank at 701 South Taylor, Amy Horde came in, who is a counselor at Family Support Services, and I said, you know, it must have been just really heartbreaking to have to go and see where your office used to be and see where you used to work that is basically burnt to the ground. And you probably experienced that also when you saw what had happened there.
I did. I've been a volunteer and on a board for Family Support for some time, and I can tell you to spend a lot of time there and to see the people that have given their heart and soul and brought it in, and to see their lives in disarray and that kind of trauma theirself and them in crisis is really it's humbling to see that they stepped right up and still took care of their clients.
Mm-hmm. And you know, most of the services that Family Support Services provides are at no charge to the client, so that's a great thing too.
Yes.
And David Lovejoy and I were talking the morning after the fire here on the radio, and I predicted that Family Support Services will rise up out of the ashes bigger, stronger, and better to serve our community.
I agree with you, because I think, you know, out of devastation can come some of the greatest reward, and probably the biggest reward for this is this community has been able to see what Family Support Services actually offers, and to know that they are not just a safe house, and not just the word just. They do a lot of things for this community, and the community has seen that, and that's great.
And it takes money to do all those great things. And we'll remind you once again that you can donate at any Happy State Bank location here in Emerald. Also, Amarillo National Bank has a fund set up. You can donate at both of those banks. Or you can go have some fun and go to the Mardi Gras party tomorrow night. That will help out also. Tell us again the ticket prices and how we get those tickets.
Okay, you can call 236-3011 to get tickets. That's the best way right now. The tickets are $60 a piece or a table of eight for $450. We'd love to have you come. You'll miss out on a lot of fun if you don't. And plus, you can support a great organization that does a lot for this community.
Well, and I was going to mention this also. If you call that number, 806-236-3011, and it's busy, that's Joette Campbell's cell phone, and she can probably only answer one call at a time on there. So if it's busy, just keep calling and get your tickets. She can charge them on your phone or charge by phone right there. So
that's right. That's right. Don't give up. We won't give up on you, and don't give up on us.
All right. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet.